A group of Indiana University professors attempting to build a boarding school for inner-city school children in Ghana has filed a charter school application with the Indianapolis Mayor's Office. WFIU's Ariana Prothero has the details on the school and what it could mean for Indiana's underprivileged youth.
The idea for the Du Bois Institute boarding school goes something like this. It is extremely difficult to educate inner-city school children in an environment rife with drugs, violence, and poverty. So the Du Bois Institute Founding Committee is proposing to remove those students from that environment by educating them in a boarding school in the West African country of Ghana, and for about the same cost as educating them in Indiana. IU law professor and Du Bois Institute founding committee co-chair Kevin Brown says, put the school in Ghana, where materials and labor are much cheaper than in the U.S., and suddenly the project becomes revenue neutral.
That covers everything. That covers their room, their board, the clothing, the transportation over to Ghana and back, spending money. Everything is covered in that $8,000 to $12,000 a year that we're spending right now.
Backers say not only does a boarding school remove kids from negative influences, it also allows educators to create the optimal educational environment, one in which they exert control even after the school day ends. The teachers would be from Indiana, with their support staff being Ghanaian. Catering to grades 6 through 12 when fully operational, the Du Bois Institute would employ a curriculum very similar to the one used by the Indianapolis Public Schools. However, as Jonathan Plucker, policy director for Indiana University's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy, says, creative projects breed dissent.
Well, you know, whenever you have a good idea, there's going to be a lot of roadblocks. And the more innovative and non-traditional the idea is, the more roadblocks you're definitely going to see. I mean, they're going to run into all sorts of issues in terms of the political, funding is going to be a huge issue, facilities.
Unsure the idea would be popular with state lawmakers who control the purse strings of school general fund budgets, the Du Bois Institute Founding Committee decided to bypass the state legislature entirely and seek a public school charter. But Brown says the committee initially shied away from the idea of attempting to charter the school for fear it would set up competition with the Indianapolis Public Schools, the very district whose students the project intends to serve. However, Brown says the charter school plan has since received the blessing of IPS leaders. But as a charter school, the Du Bois Institute would not receive as much funding from the state as a traditional public school. But through special incentives the state offers charter schools which educate underprivileged students, Brown estimates that Indiana would kick in as much as $8,000 per student. Institute leaders figure it will take at least that much, and perhaps as much as $12,000 per student per year, to make the school viable. But there's also the issue of how attending a boarding school in a foreign country will affect the kids. Marcia McCarty is the agency director for Catholic Charities in Bloomington, a nonprofit mental health services delivery agency. She says there are many ramifications of taking kids away from their home, even if the move is intended for their own good.
When you remove a child from home and friends and family and everything that they're close to, there's everything that goes with loss. There's a grieving process. And, you know, we see it with children that are moved from abusive homes where we have to, for their physical safety, remove them.
McCarty says there could also be problems with reintegrating the children back into the U.S. after school is complete. She also says extensive mental health support may be needed for the students and the Indiana teachers accompanying them. And then there are the students' families.
Where parents may be drug addicted or incarcerated, you often have very close parental relationships between siblings and younger siblings. There's strong attachments there. And so you're not just impacting the child going away. You're impacting children left behind.
However, the concept isn't entirely untested. The Baltimore Public Schools ran a similar boarding school in Kenya from 1996 until 2002, closing it due to security concerns following 9/11. Called the Baraka School, it only served 7th and 8th graders, but reported the high school graduation rate of its African-American men was more than double the rate for all black male students in Baltimore. It's progress like that which Brown wants for students in Indiana.
These are kids who grow up, because in some sense they really are, from the standpoint of us in American society, they're the problem kids. Well, they're the ones who we look at them and we say, how many prisons should we build? Well, now all of a sudden here's an opportunity to change all of that.
And Brown adds, if the Du Bois experiment works, it could alter the way urban school children are educated nationwide. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.